Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Focus Features presents Back to Black.
I want people to hear my voice and just forget their troubles.
Experience the music and her story.
Know this, I ain't no Spice Girl.
Like never before.
That's my daughter, that's my Amy.
On the big screen.
I want to be remembered for just being me.
Amy Winehouse, Back to Black, directed by Sam Taylor Johnson. Rated R, under 17, not a minute without parent. Only in theaters May 17th.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of the Zeiter Cut. Everyone's talking about it on social media.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the Zeiter Cut of Justice.
Zach Zeiter.
Yeah, Zach Zeiter. I'm Jack O'Brien. That's Miles Gray. This is What is Trending this Monday afternoon. The RNC is underway, and there is... It's interesting. It's new in that... Trump is speaking constantly, like throughout. Speaking every day.
Every day he's going to have a little time, work, do some material he can work on. It's going to be pretty cool.
He's emceeing an open mic night more than being like the main attraction. Usually it's like supposed to be like a build up.
I mean, he had some really dope openers before he took the stage. I mean, I'm just going to play a couple bars before some of these other GOP MCs stepped on the stage to, you know, just show out. And by that, I mean, say all kinds of racist bullshit or just whatever your fear is, get ready for the mongering. this is an interesting one. This is just a random attack on Joe Biden.
We love both mother and child, but where Joe Biden is hiding in the dark, waiting to take the lives of our unborn babies.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Okay.
That's fine.
I mean... It paints a picture for sure.
Yeah, 100%, where it kind of already looks like Joe Biden anyway, hiding in the dark.
Right,
so,
right.
So another one, but just that whole rhetoric, like Biden as the snatcher of unborn souls, like that's the level. Like pretty soon they're going to have doctored photos of him and Baphomet together. Like that's the only way this goes. Another one. Someone lightly letting their racist show while talking about the great history of North Carolina.
Maryland is home of the Underground Railroad and two of our greatest abolitionists.
Up,
Frederick
up.
Maryland.
Oh, okay. Whoops. Up.
Whoops.
Yeah, that was another one. And then I just want to also say, like, you know, Mike Pence gave a really great just, you know, again, the real,
energy.
This is when it got hot. This is when we started seeing, okay, Wu-Tang's about to go on, because if Capadonna just went on, okay, then we've got maybe 45 more minutes and then Wu-Tang will come out. So Mike Pence comes out, the Capadonna of this whole Ku Klux Klan or White House Klan. This was his intro.
President Donald Trump, for 4 more years, and with your continued support and with God's help, we're going to make America great again. Again.
Oh,
thank you all very
shit.
Much.
That's how it's done.
Because
the man controls the crowd.
How do you linguistically take that apart? Make America great again.
And with God's help. Yeah, it seemed like each part was the end of the sentence, so people were like, yeah, is this where we clap?
So then you would have to say that America then fell yet again during the presidency.
Right.
Because if we were in the process of making America great
again,
we made it great, shit fell apart, and we're acknowledging the need for it to be great again.
Yeah. Joe Biden, it was great, and then Joe Biden was hiding in the darkness, ready to give everybody coronavirus.
Take your babies, give them China flu, and then next thing you know, they're going to be wearing wigs and stuff, being like, Mom, I want to get a tattoo under my eye. I'm into this Tekashi 6ix9ine or something like that. Not even down with real hip-hop anymore. You hate to see it. So the other thing is Trump just came out. These are all from Aaron Rupar, who is always like the master of clipping out these fantastic sound bites from any given conservative gathering. And this is another one where Trump, just out of nowhere, the way he describes this tweet, he says, nobody, not a single soul. Then Trump says this.
I would say, well, 2016, how special was that evening? Was that one of the great, that was one of the great evenings. But
I mean,
okay, sure. It was one of the great evenings. I remember But basically drank a pint of Hennessy to my face the second I was like, okay, it's a wrap. Bye.
Goodbye.
And then I had to go to Ziggy Marley's house the next day for work.
Wow.
That was the most surreal shit. Well, no, it was like work, bro. I was not wanting to go there. I'm not necessarily a huge Ziggy, for no shade to him, but I'm not necessarily like following Ziggy on tour. But it was like one of those moments, like coming off one of the most just, you're like, oh, wow, we're going there as a country. And then like Ziggy Marley's like, my new vegan cookbook. And I'm like, sure, man. Thanks. I needed this little bit of positivity.
Yeah. That was a great night.
It's
just interesting because the sound of like 5 people clapping is
socially distanced, very responsible.
But it sounds more pathetic than I feel like nothing would.
Oh, yeah.
But he does, like, he is incapable of having any sort of, like, he needs another human being to like bounce off of. He needs the right. Am I right?
Jack, you know, I mean, you and I both know,
nodding, smiling.
The great performers, us included, Donald Trump included. We just need the vibe. We need the vibes to keep the machine going.
Yeah. All right. So the RNC is trending. That's a brief little tour through of what we've gotten so far.
Well,
a monkey is trending
because of the RNC. Also, because the president mentioned Barack Obama and allegedly someone from the crowd yelled out monkey as to describe Jesus Barack Christ. Obama. And he's like, oh, come on. Only in North Carolina. Huh? And then like kept it moving. I don't know. Like there's a lot of some people are trying to say they said Spygate.
It's like the Green Needle thing. It's tough to say what he's saying. But Trump clearly thought he was saying monkey because of his response, right? Like he wouldn't tell people to be nice if they said Spygate.
Whether it's true or not, it doesn't change anything. Cause like we're not going to find ourselves in a place where we're more shocked by the president's racism.
Right.
And even if it was Spygate, yeah, great. Like another just fallacy conspiracy to try and justify that he needs to make America great again for the fourth time now.
I mean, it is like bordering on self-parody that is there. Make America great again.
Dude, like, because if you said, yo, bring Jon Snow back from the dead again. You're like, motherfucker, wait, you brought him back to life and then he died. And now you're saying you fucked up that chance you already got bringing him back to life, that you need to bring him back to life again? I don't fuck with this. Okay. What was Melisandre? Okay. You know what I mean? Like, you got your first chance. Okay. And now
Now we're doing too much again and again.
Why did they bring him back again?
Again. I don't know. You know, who cares?
No real reason.
I mean, that's when things really went off the rails for me. I was like, D.B. Weiss, he's in trouble. I was like, you're painting yourself into a corner with this one. I saw it coming from a mile away.
Speaking of like things that I feel like the mainstream Democrats are expecting, like, now we got him. I feel like just the combination of, like, we're heading into the home stretch of the presidential election, and as Kellyanne Conway announces she's leaving, we talk about it on tomorrow's episode, but I can totally see them like being like, and the coup de grace, Kellyanne Conway has come out in opposition to Trump.
Yeah.
We got him. I feel like, can't you see that being like
in the deals they cut with these people? Where it's like, okay, Jeff Flake, which brings us to our next thing. Jeff Flake, and you know, he's on a list with like two dozen other Republican senators who are riding with Biden now. We're siding with Biden. Where it's like, could you imagine if it really was that sort of one dimensional, superficial, where it's like, all right, thanks, Jeff Flake. You're now Secretary of State. Kellyanne Conway, fantastic. You're Secretary of Education. Like,
Jesus. And finally, Zoom outage.
Yeah. Yeah. Zoom hate to down? See it. Yeah. This morning it was out, and like the, you know, we live in a Zoom based economy now. So everything, like, what people were just being like, what's going on? We need the Zooms. And apparently they said it was like their users were unable to, quote, authenticate to the Zoom website and unable to start and join Zoom meetings and webinars. And they finally fixed it after 10 a.m. Pacific time. So
like 1 o'clock. So
yeah,
the East Coast got nothing done this morning.
God, huh? I mean, you hate to see when you become over-reliant on one kind of communication, what that could do, huh?
I'm so Zoom, like, besought by Zoom that over the weekend, I tweeted about this, but I was watching an NBA game, and the NBA, the ref, you know how they, like, give the like eye contact update to the camera to the people at home. So he was like, the foul is on, wait, can you hear me? And I thumbs upped the television. Like, I was on a Zoom call.
You're like, I am in the game too, sir. Jack O'Brien reporting for duty. Thumbs up.
That's right. Ah, fuck. Bad memories. John Kerry reporting for duty. Hopefully it's not that again.
Everyone's got to act like Joe Biden is losing by triple digits.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys, that is gonna do it for today's episode. We will be back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of our show. Until then, stay inside, wash your hands, wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. Be kind to yourselves. Be kind to each other. And we will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com. If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.